When you think of the breath, think of making a home for the mind. So breathe in a way that feels good. You want your home to be comfortable, a place where you can stay, and not feel compelled to wander out around. All too many people are homeless in this world. They have no good place for their minds, so the mind just wander around, exposed to all kinds of things. But if you have a home inside, then you have doors and windows that you can open and close. When storms outside are really strong, you can close windows and doors. When unfriendly people come up, people don't mean you well, you can close the doors. For good people, you can open them up. In other words, you have some control over what you bring into the mind. Buddha recommends restraint in both directions. In other words, what you bring in, what you take out. What you send out, of course, are your thoughts and your words and your deeds. And you want to make sure that they're good. You don't want to send animals out into the neighborhood. So be very careful before you say something, before you do something. What are the results going to be? If you see the results are going to be harmful, then you just don't do it. Those are things you bring in, try to bring in information that's useful, that's helpful for training the mind. There's so much over-information out there. And we just clutter up our house. So like people would just buy things and clutter up the house. No place to live. You can't live at ease. So be very careful about what you bring in. Bring in things that are useful. Things that are not useful, you can just leave outside. To make another comparison, most people's minds are like bus stations. Anybody can come in, anybody can go out. All kinds of things happen in the bus station. So you want to have some control over what comes in, what goes out. And create a sense of belonging here, of being at ease. That's why we work with the breath, because the breath, of all the properties of the body, is the one that's most responsive to the mind. Tell it to breathe long, the long breath will be long. Tell it to breathe short, it'll be short. Fast, slow, heavy, light. You can experiment to see what kind of breathing feels best. That way you have something to keep yourself entertained while you're staying here in the house. So it's a good place to stay, good place to live. When you have a good place like this, then whatever you do or say or think is going to be coming from a position of strength. You're rested, you're at ease. You're more likely to do the right thing, the skillful thing, which means that you benefit and the people around you benefit as well.